Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with the Tabulator, Kurt Clark. Tabulator, how are you?
I am amazing. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well and everybody that's out there tonight for this very special simulcast, a State of the Union address as it pertains to Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor. We're here. We are streaming live here on Blab. We are periscoping as well. Okay, so we've got everything going on here as well. If people are having some problems on the Periscope, they can always go ahead and check us out on Blab. That being said, Kurt, so here we are, and I have some announcement to make, some news, and then I'm going to talk with Kurt, and then also I'm going to take some questions as well here on Blab for those of you guys who want to do it. So sort of like a statement and a bit of a press conference as well. You ready, Kurt?
Yes, I am. Let's do this.
Okay. Kurt, typically the month of January marks the beginning of the year. And for the last 4 years, that has been the traditional running of the Miss Survivor competition. First run back in 2012, the competition was the unwavering Survivor flame, which kept the Survivor fans warm all throughout the long winter offseason. However, following a season of Survivor in which, much like Miss and Mr. Survivor, the fans got to cast their votes to decide who they wanted to see in the season of Survivor. This campaign began back in the month of May, or even earlier for some people, and it was a long, hard slog of 7-8 months of these survivors battling, and the fans as well, typically rooting for their constituents, culminating in the finale less than a month ago. And while the vote, Kurt, brought out the best in some, I believe it also politicized the nature of the Survivor fandom. And in my opinion, the last few months have been some of the most polarizing times for the fans of Survivor, both in and out of the RHAP community. And so I believe that myself and RHAP have always been and should continue to be something that unites the Survivor community and not something that divides it. And with that in mind, I have decided to suspend the Miss and Mr. Survivor competition for 2016 with the option for it to return in 2017. I think that this should be a time both in the Survivor community and amongst the survivors themselves for healing, Kurt. This year, we don't need to come up with some contest to get the survivors fighting with each other. They're doing it on their own. And I believe we'll have no shortage of things to talk about in this Survivor offseason. The Survivor 32 premiere is but 37 days away. I think the cast is going to be released very soon. And I think that we will be kicking off the Korong preseason very, very soon. Survivor will be back before we know it. And I don't think that we need to spend the next 4 or 5 weeks battling it out for Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor. I think that it's a time for us to get back together as a Survivor community. And I make this decision, Kurt, with a heavy heart because I love Miss Survivor and I love Mr. Survivor. And it's so much fun. But I do this not because it's the popular decision, but I believe because it's the right decision to make at this point in time. Kurt, what do you think?
You know what? It may be time for a rest. Again, this is, like, I think a lot of the folks who were involved don't necessarily have a second round of campaigning in them. I just wanted to come in here and say unequivocally, this is not related to the Clark curse at all.
Did Miss Survivor get Clark cursed?
I don't think so. I don't think so. It will be back. I think down the road, a suspension is not the same as being a victim of my curse.
I mean, for me, I think that everybody knows, look, Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor is the fastest road back onto Survivor for all of these players. But in a season coming off of the season, in an off season coming off of this season, I just don't know how much people are going to look. I know the fans love it, but are the contestants going to also give their all here? Are the wounds still too fresh from what happened in Survivor 31?
I think so. Plus, I think that you're also looking at this wouldn't have given necessarily Survivor 30 a fair chance. I think if you let a couple seasons go between you know, Survivor 31 having happened and the Mr. Miss Survivor pageant, I think it actually levels the playing field a bit more for some of the newcomers to the arena and doesn't automatically stack the deck in favor of alumni.
I did think about this afternoon, and I felt like that there were some people from Survivor 30 that I felt were probably robbed of a fair shot this year. So if people from Survivor 30 want to compete in the 2017 Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor competition, I will allow it, Kurt. If they want to, if they want to be added to the ballot and they want to make a statement or notify me ahead of time, I would gladly include any one-time players from Survivor 30 into the mix, because I think that, you know, I haven't heard from anybody who, maybe we will after the fact, but I want to be fair, but I feel like that this community, I've seen it in our RHAP Facebook groups and stuff like that. There's too much fighting going on right now. There's too much fighting.
Yes.
I go on the different Survivor Reddit. I see people fighting with each other. And I really believe a lot of it has to do with just this political campaign that was waged for all of these months over. It wasn't just where we watch a Survivor season and we learn to love or not love the same people together for the most part. And, you know, people have their favorites or not their favorites. But I think that with this season, you had your favorites and then they did battle with other favorites. And then you were, you know, fighting with people online, not you, Kurt, but people. I saw so much fighting going on this season, and it just was it got a little too tense, I feel like, for Survivor. And I feel like that it would just be an overflow into Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor in this off season.
Yeah, we want to have nice things again.
And I know there's going to be some people that are upset about this, but I really feel like it is in the best interest of the community, of the podcast, of the survivors. I feel like that this is the way to go.
Yeah, I think this makes me even more excited for the next installment of the pageant.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be solid.
Yes, and I think that it will make it even more exciting in 2017. And look, it may go by and we may say in 2017, we didn't miss it. And we may go by and in 2017 say, oh my God, this is going to be the most anticipated Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor of all time. And I would love to do it, Kurt. It's so much fun. But Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor was born out of a time when we had nothing to talk about in the off season.
Right. And there's plenty now.
And
more than enough.
there's more than enough. Like, there's really a lot of podcasts coming up in these next couple of weeks. It's also, before we know it, the off season is going to be almost over. We've got only a couple of weeks until the new cast is announced, and we'll get into all of the preseason coverage. So I think it's right around the corner. Kurt, what do you think the right track, wrong track poll is going to be on this? You think that most people are going to be agreeing with this or not agreeing with this?
According to the chat, Kelly Wentworth is rioting.
Kelly Wentworth is rioting. Well, we'll talk to her on Wednesday. She's going to be going to talk to her Wednesday night. We'll get that up for you guys for Thursday or maybe Friday, depending on how long the podcast is and how much I have to edit.
I think that this is going to be a tough pill to swallow for many of the fans. I think it's a AAP staple.
Yes.
At the same time, new traditions need to be forged.
Yes,
new ideas need to emerge. So,
I don't think it's going to be a popular decision, Kurt. That's leaders have to make unpopular decisions sometimes. And I want to open the floor up to some questions. Let me take Umberto, and I just want to make sure I give everybody an opportunity. If you want to ask a question, I would love to talk to a bunch of people tonight. Just please make sure you have your headphones in. That's my one request. Headphones in for these calls, all right? Because we don't have to have the feedback and everything like that, okay? So Umberto doesn't have headphones. Let me try Andrew. Bring in Andrew Edmonds.
Hey, guys.
Andrew, how are you?
Not bad. How about you?
Very good, Andrew. So we had the big announcement tonight. You are the first person to ask a question here in this special press conference.
I've got something that I'm sure is at the forefront of everyone's mind.
Yes.
I want to know what's going to happen with the belt and the sash. Who's going to get them?
It's a great question.
Not Sash Lenihan, by the way.
Right. The sash, the Miss Survivor sash, a new sash has been doled out and created every year. So there is, it actually says the year on it. So there has been no, there should be no issue with that. In terms of the belt, That's something that we're going to have to talk with Mr. Survivor about. I believe that my ruling would be that it should probably be returned back to base camp, back to headquarters, unless Mr. Survivor has a good reason or a good use for it on his own. But I believe that he had said back in May that he was deciding to not run for a second term as Miss Survivor. So I believe that the belt should be vacated for a year. Kurt, what do you think of that ruling?
I think that's fair. Mr. Survivor lives like two blocks from me, so I can actually easily
pick it up,
like, take it and store it. I can go pick it up and actually safely store it until 2017.
I think that we should bring it out in a glass case at all the RHAP events, so all of the RHAP fans can view it. But again, if Mr. Survivor has a suggestion of a reason that he would need to hold on to it, I'm very open to it. I'm not in a hurry to snatch it back from Spencer.
So if he's wearing it on the regular, like as an everyday thing, then you let him have it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So we'll see.
That's fair enough.
We'll see. Did you have another question?
No, that was all.
Okay. All right. And look, I am very, this is not set in stone. I want to make sure that people have plenty of suggestions for me and in terms of ideas, that I'm very flexible about what we should do with this. But that is my thought process here tonight. And I really have been thinking about this for many weeks, and this is where I've landed on this. But that is a very good question about the belt.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on here,
guys.
Thank
you, Andrew. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's try it. See if Umberto has headphones.
Hey.
Umberto.
How are you guys doing?
Very good. Good to see you.
Good.
Okay. First of all, I'm shocked. Shocked.
Shocked. Yes.
I think it was a good decision. We needed the break. I'm still enjoying my Survivor break still. I can't stand the Dirty 30. I cannot see them anymore. They need to go home.
Yeah. So you approve this decision?
Yes, I do. I represent some of the fan base.
Yes.
Two or three that actually like me. And yes, we support the decision.
Okay. All right. Is there anything?
This is interesting.
Yes.
I say this is an interesting perspective, because I think we have so many people who are just on the show that have such deeper things that they can share about the experience with us. I'll be like, you have your Steven podcast. We're going to have your Kelly podcast. I think the fans should want to hear more about like what was going on behind the scenes than necessarily yes. have people get people together to fight and
right.
to debate.
And let's be honest, a lot of people were going to be repeating themselves, not to be Survivor and Mr. Survivor. So what's the point?
Right. I mean, we had four of the Miss and Mr. Survivor finalists from last year all go very deep into this game. It would be a lot of repeating. And while the rematch is exciting, I just don't know, would there be the same fervor and would it be in the same spirit of fun as it was a year ago?
I do have one question.
Yes.
Can we make Bryce and Zaya, the Purple Fan Badass, an interim?
The interim
Duke of all. Yes.
I am very open to that idea. I think if it has enough momentum there, I would be very open to Bryce.
He might actually do something.
Yes. Some sort of ambassadorship, I think, could be in the making. So I think that for Bryce Isaiah, I would love to have work closely with Bryce in the coming year.
And this is like when Dalton Ross or Gordon Holmes, I don't know which one of them,
Gordon
decided
Holmes.
decided not to do the Hall of Fame for 1 year.
Yes.
And then when it came back stronger.
Came back stronger.
So I think it's the same thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Gordon had a lot of things going on, lots of reasons to not be doing it last year. And similarly, this is not the period of time in which I have the most free time ever. Also, this is a not as advertised as easy having two kids.
Yeah, in cash assessments are coming. I mean, we're almost on Survivor 32. I mean, come
we're almost there. We're almost there.
Yeah. And if anybody needed a winner, it was going to be Fishy and Kelly Wentworth. So just go and talk to them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Umberto, thank you so much. Thank you so much for weighing in here. Okay. Yeah. Look, and if people have the opposite opinion, don't think you can't come on here. I will stand here and take the heat tonight if you disagree with this decision, Kurt. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, you are You are used to having shots fired.
I will sit here like a final tribal council and let people yell at me if they want. All right, here, let's try Alexandra. Bring her in. Alexandra.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very nice to talk to you.
Nice to be here. I'm good with the decision. I think there's, you know, enough content to hold us over for the next month. But my question is that when does Natalie and Spencer's term officially end? And is there going to be like a final exit interview with them or any
end of the year
coverage for them?
It's a great question. Kurt, what should the ruling be?
I don't know. Can, you know, the RHAP Survivor universe survive, so to speak, without some sort of, you know, reigning power couple? Mm-hmm. Would the empire topple? I just don't know.
Typically, we have announced the new winner the night before the new season. So I feel like the answer would be the start of Survivor 32.
Okay.
I feel like that would be the official end of term. The lame duck Miss and Mr. Survivor would be outgoing, and then we would have a vacant Miss and Mr. Survivor for 2016.
And do you think that since you're not going to be running the poll this year and there's potentially a little bit of time or free time from that, that you could get them on for one more
interview or something? I would be very open to it. I would love to have an out, what do they call that when you leave a job? What is that called, Kurt?
Exit interview.
Yeah, exit interview means something totally different. But yes, an exit interview with Natalie, and I would love to do one with Spencer if he's up for it.
All right.
I don't know.
My only question.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't gotten a ton of indications from Spencer that he's up for doing interviews. But if I would love to talk with both of them.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you very much for the call. Okay. Have a great night.
Yep. You too.
All right. Bye.
Can we get some Game of Thrones fan arts, like showing the vacant throne and somehow associating it with?
Yes, I would love to. Okay, let's bring in Doris. Well, I want to hear from a number of different people. Doris, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Very good, Doris. What do you think of the big decision tonight?
I can understand why I'm disappointed, because I was looking forward to some more off-season content. But I can understand why, because it is a very volatile situation right now and you don't want to aggravate it more than it already is.
I would prefer not to,
you know, and so just let it lie, get ready for season 32, figure out, you know, we can watch some Celebrity BB UK, right Kirk?
yep
we can watch that and just enjoy what's gonna come up for Celebrity for Survivor. So I'm disappointed. I'm interested to see, like, we can have a secondary ring with Natalie and have them have her keep come on the as Miss Survivor and hand off the sash next year.
Yes. Who are you going to vote for?
Oh, that was a toughie. Well, if Fishy was going to run, I would probably get him and probably Kelly Wentworth as well. But I would have to see. I was open. I wanted to see what everyone was going to bring to the debates.
Yes.
And see how that was going to turn out. Keep an open mind, open void. But I'm disappointed, because it's great content. You do a great job on that.
It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, but you have to, let's let it sleep for a little bit right now.
Doris, it's a time for healing. It's a time for healing for all of us.
We need to heal, recenter, refocus, get ready for some beast mode cowboy.
Yeah, we're going to need healing after that too, I bet. We can't be headed into beast mode cowboy at each other's throats. We need a united front for that.
And we need to prepare, because Beast Mode Cowboy on the Survivor debates might be kind of epic.
Yes, we have to get ready for 2017, when maybe, Kurt, we are crowning Beast Mode Cowboy, Mr. Survivor.
Okay, that makes me very scared.
Yeah, we have a lot to get ready for.
He could judo karate chop into the wind.
Yeah. Heard that, Doris.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you.
Now, Kerr, we can also take text questions here on Blab with the slash Q. All right. So this is from Michael Bretches, who wants to know the question. How do you see the lame ducks working on their legacy before the end of their terms? Do you think that you'll see either Miss or Mr. Survivor, the current Miss or Mr. Survivor, trying to pass through any legislation or pardon people before they go out in their lame duck term?
I'd love to hear what that list of pardons would be. I don't know if you know, we've got about a month and change for Spencer to kind of reacclimate to the position, like to kind of get the excitement back up again, see if he's up for doing something. And then I don't know if, you know, we haven't heard much from Natalie these past few months.
Yeah, she's been traveling.
There's some potential
though,
there,
though. That I know from texting with her, she's eager to get back on the podcast. So I'm sure we will talk with Natalie again before we turn the Survivor calendar page to start of season 32. All right, let's bring in Taryn. I know his thing works. Okay. Taryn, how are you?
Good.
Taryn, what do you think of the big announcement tonight?
Well, I'm hearing rumors that this is a move by the Big Brother lobby to limit the exposure of the Survivor players because they know that debates favor Survivor players.
Yes. Well, that is potentially one of the things that people have talked about. But no, there is no truth to that rumor. Taryn, I did think about the idea of, should we do Miss Big Brother and Mr. Big Brother this year?
I'd be up for that. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that would be a better way to go. Who would be the odds-on favorite for a Mr. Big Brother?
Oh, well, what is it? Like all of the seasons for the first one?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, should it be all of the seasons, and then we do next year? It's only for Big Brother Canada and Big Brother US.
I mean, maybe, but then, you know, does that you know, kind of mess with Johnny Mac? Because I feel like Johnny Mac might have it in the bag if it's just this season.
He might have it in the bag, but then Frankie Grande probably has it in the bag because he has the biggest social media following.
It's very true.
Yeah.
You can't underestimate the power of a mogul.
Kurt, could we stomach to crown Frankie Grande as Mr. Big Brother?
No.
Ready to shine bright like a Frankie, Mr. Big Brother.
Wait, let me recap those votes. Whoa, he did not win.
Kurt, don't. That's sacrilege, Kurt. Sorry. Yeah, you're gonna hate yourself for that.
You'll never live with yourself.
Yeah. All right. So, Taryn, but you think the decision is a good one? You think that we've made a rash decision?
Well, obviously, it's a rash decision. I think every decision you make is probably a rash decision. But I mean, I think Survivor Second Chances was basically Mr. and Mrs. Survivor this year.
Really was. I mean, there's been such a track record of the Miss and Mr. Survivor hopefuls translating and parlaying Miss Survivor success and Mr. Survivor success into returning to the show. And so I feel like that for a new cast of first-time players, I think that it will just bring the excitement back for next year.
Yeah, I feel like we got enough from watching the season. We don't need to see the same thing happen again.
I mean, we really just came out of Miss and Mr. Survivor in February and went right back into voting only 2 months later.
I mean, I for one am voted out. I've hit my limit of votes.
Yeah. Campaign.
I don't know how many.
There's only so many in me.
Yes. There's a lot going on.
How many times do you want me to trek over to my computer, you know, click on some buttons? It's like, at that point, why even bother?
Okay, well, Taryn, thank you very much for weighing in on this issue. I want to take a few more calls before we start to wrap this up.
All right, thanks for having me.
Okay, all right. So let's go ahead and take a few more calls. Jaden James, who's calling us from Australia, the great author of the Stephen Fishback Winner's Edit song. We haven't ever had him on a Blab. We'll see if this can work.
Yo, what's up?
Here's Jaden. Jaden, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, very good. Very good. Nice to talk to you finally.
Yes, yes.
What do you think?
All right, so good question.
Yes.
True or false, is this part of your and Fishback's war against the great whale, Joe, denying him of yet another title?
So you think that Stephen put me up to Joey Amazing win Mr. Survivor? Do you think that this is all part of a conspiracy?
I'm just saying it sounds a little fishy.
You'd have to ask Stephen Fishbeck about that. I could tell you that I would not look. I have not played favorites at any point with these survivors. I've tried to call the Survivor Second Chance season straight and fair down the middle, and I would not deprive Joe of his rightful Mr. Survivor Championship. My mom would disown me if I did that, and Stephen has not asked me for any such request.
All right, I'll take it under advisement and watch closely.
Yes, yes. Okay, so thank you. Thank you very much, Jay. Anything else?
That's all.
Okay. Good question, though. Good question. I like where your head was going. All right. Let me bring in John. 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 Are you there?
Okay.
John. John. How are you?
It's very good right now. I mean, same time I'm watching the college football playoffs, championship.
Okay. So what's your question?
Yeah. I mean, I just heard about this. So, like, what is the content that you're going to replace it with? Not that we're not going to do it.
Yeah, I don't have a contest to replace it with. I was just going to do a lot more podcasts.
Yeah, like what kind? Like any NFL TV special one? Like that was so nice.
I mean, my plan right now for the podcast is I plan to continue to bring you, you know, somewhere between 3 to 5 podcasts a week up until the start of the new season. I mean, back when we started Miss Survivor, there really was just a black hole in terms of what are we going to talk about from January till when Survivor starts in February. And, you know, I easily have, 3 or 4 podcasts this week. I've got 4 or 5 podcasts lined up for next week. And I'm booking stuff into the following week after that. So I really feel like I have no shortage of things to talk about. If anything, Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor were just going to clog up the pipeline here of making a bunch of shows over the next month or so.
All right. So, like, it's not going to really affect that much.
If you're worried that you're not going to have stuff to listen to, that is not anything you're going to need to worry about.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I was going to think, like, what are we going to have it with? Because, you know, I mean, Mr. Survivor was so good, you know.
It's good. It's good. I know. I could tell you that I am trying to work out the logistics for a family feud. That is something I am working on right now. So hopefully we can get that together. But we're just going to just keep podcasting away.
Yeah, just bring back one of those games. I mean, I really miss those. I mean, the Jeopardy one you did was still awesome.
I'm working on it. We'll see if we can make that happen, John. John, okay?
All right, hook me up if you guys want me to join you.
Okay. All right. Take care, buddy.
All right, it's time for 14, so I'll see you later.
Okay, bye. Kurt, any final thoughts you want to share before we close it out for tonight?
No, you know, I think that John kind of brings up a good point. While it's a very beloved franchise and a very beloved part of the January and, you know, between season experience, you know, potentially, I think we sat back, we analyzed it, and, you know, running it this season would have devalued the franchise a little bit. It would have hurt the brand. I think people would have gotten less excited about it. And I think 2017 would have potentially been a bust. So I think this was the right decision. And like I said, there's plenty of other content out there for people to watch. Top Chef podcast on reality TV wrap-ups. Lots of good stuff to hear out there.
We had to postpone the contest to save the contest.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. And if anybody else has any other thoughts on this, please speak now, because I would love to get any other dissenting viewpoints on this. All right. Kurt, we've got a lot of stuff coming up this week, because tomorrow I will be getting into part 2 of my long form interview with Stephen Fishbeck that we just ran out of time, that I didn't get to any questions for him. So we'll be going through all of the listener questions for Stephen Fishbeck. If you have questions for Stephen, you can post them on the Facebook page. And then we have another long form interview with Kelly Wentworth coming up this week, which I'm very excited to get into as well. So that's all very exciting. Plus, we've got a lot of stuff coming up into next week, including the highly anticipated, Kurt, 15-year Moleversary.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw that post on Reality Blurred, and definitely still one of my favorite shows from over the years.
Yes. Also, we're going to be catching up with Richard Hatch sometime next week as well to talk about his experience on The Biggest Loser. So we'll get to that. Also, we're going to try to be catching up with Andrea Belke and Meg, who are putting together a big get together in January in New York City. So we're going to try to catch up with them and talk about what they're planning.
Awesome. Good. That'd be kind of an interesting cross-show couple there. In terms of the
very interesting. Maybe an amazing race combination in the making.
Trifecta.
Yeah. And plus, we're going to try to continue to do Survivor interviews, looking to try to maybe get one a week up until the point where we get into the Survivor 32 starting, and plus all of the Survivor 32 preseason coverage that you know to expect from RHAP. Let's bring in Jordan Kalish, I believe, making his Blab debut. Sometimes that first time in on the Blab, you have to approve to, you know, accept that you want to use your camera, accept that you want to use your microphone. So it's a little tricky that first time through. Okay, so then let's see if this is from Shiley. Wanted to know if we have a Chicago event planned, Kurt.
Nothing currently, unless I haven't heard about anything. But no, I think, you know, well, that's one of the things that is kind of on the bucket list for IJP is like some sort of Midwest to get together.
Wouldn't that be nice to try to get something together in 2016 for that? Maybe, who knows? Maybe, just maybe that could happen. Of course, we're planning a live Know-It-Alls on the West Coast in February, working on one on the East Coast in April, and maybe something coming to Chicago in 2016. We'll see. All right.
We'll see.
Any final thoughts from the chat, from the questions, from the callers? Otherwise, I'm going to let you guys get back to your regularly scheduled activities tonight, because I do appreciate the platform to discuss what's coming up with Mr. Survivor. All right. Well, Kurt, first off, thank you so much for all of your service to Ms. Survivor and Mr. Survivor. We could not be doing this going into the it would be year five next year. So we will be back for the fifth annual Ms. Survivor and Mr. Survivor next year. So, Kurt, great work. Outstanding, as always. Looking forward to podcasting again with you in the future.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, everybody, who joined us live for this very special simulcast. Very exciting stuff indeed, and looking forward to all the podcasts we have coming up this week. Take care, everybody. Have a great night.